Though, of course, I'm in command of a king's ship currently surrounded by enemies, so I suppose it might be excused. We both nodded, even though I'd pointed out to James long since that almost all of the ship's business that should have been dealt with by Sir Leslie originated with First Officer von Selkem instead. His smile widened. I've only now come to realize that I'm essentially in loco parentis to a lordling, and that this involves a whole new set of responsibilities. His face hardened. Are you in the sixth grade, my lord? James shook his head. I had tutors. They let me study pretty much whatever I wanted to. Captain Blaine blinked. How indulgent. Then he forced another smile and nodded down at James's datapad. May I see what you're reading now? My friend beamed, offering his most childish grin and turning the pad around to face the captain. Sure, it's a story. What about? He asked in a very adult-to-child manner. It's called the Aeneid, James gushed, by a guy named Virgil. Dad loved it, so I read it sometimes too. Blaine scowled, examining the pad. That's gibberish. No, it's not, James answered, his grin fading. It's Latin. Blaine's scowl deepened. Then he sighed. Well, James, I fear I must ask that you return to a normal school curriculum henceforth. I'll set up the computer accordingly, and you'll be tested every week. His face went hard. You're a very important young man, and I'll have no one claim that I allowed any of your best learning years to go to waste. I'll be monitoring your progress personally. My friend's jaw dropped for a moment, then he simply nodded. Yes, sir.
Good, Blaine declared, his voice hearty for the first time since entering the room. Then he turned to me. And now you, David.
He smiled insincerely. I must admit that your situation has caused me even more worry than that of his lordship's. I mean, no one anywhere knows how to properly raise a free rabbit, or at least not that I know of. I nodded and said nothing. Well, he said eventually, I see that you're playing with the datapad too. Can you actually read? I nodded slowly. Uh-huh. Blaine beamed.
Excellent. Far better than I feared. Good bunny.
Then he reached out for the instrument, and I handed it over. He stared at it for a long, long time. What in the world? He asked eventually. That's an equation representing the current state of your engines, approximated to six dimensions, I explained. I'm trying to figure out how much power we've actually lost due to that warped control rod in the number 9 warp generator. I blushed. It's only an approximation, sir. To obtain reliable figures, you need to work an n-dimensional formula, and I don't know enough calculus to do that yet.
I see, the captain replied, his voice flat and hard. He handed the datapad back, then crossed his arms. Well, what I had in mind was to offer you the chance to learn something more practical for a rabbit. Something that might actually help you earn your keep as a freedman, in other words. I let my ears rise in curiosity.
Sir?
Blaine sighed.
Pedro is overworked, he admitted. I meant to buy another rabbit, but that cursed factor on Magus Prime.
He shook his head and frowned. Then he turned to James. It's good for a rabbit to work, he explained. They must work, you see, in order to be truly happy. It's how they're designed. If they don't work, they go to seed and die young.
He looked away. I'll rate him the same as a human ship's boy. He is free, after all. Wages and everything. And I'll make a special note in the log that he's to be discharged when you leave the ship. But, my lord, you'll ruin him if you let him lie about all day in here and, he pointed at my datapad, draw squiggles. I turned to James, who was already looking at me with eyebrows raised. I am bored, I admitted, nor afraid to work. He's right about that part. James nodded. I only wish I could go with you. It sounds like it might be fun, at least sometimes.